Hello, MSAD 51 school community. This is Jeff Porter, the superintendent. Welcome to my podcast. Today's topic is around school safety. Last week's rumor of a threat at Greeley Middle School, which was just a rumor and never an active threat, but nonetheless, it brought up, again, concerns about school safety, as are brought up in many school districts. In fact, I would say probably all school districts in the United States. And this is understandable, these concerns, given the national climate and almost a growing sense of numbness towards school shootings and towards school violence that seems to be encompassing, the national culture. I had a chance to listen to the Columbine principal at the time of the Columbine shooting back in 1999, almost 20 years ago now. Principal was Frank DeAngelis, and I had a chance to listen to him over the summer recount his memories from 20 years ago. And beyond his message of renewal and hope, he offered as well a message of preparation for the unthinkable. Most of us would, prefer not to talk about these kinds of topics, and I'll admit that I would prefer to talk about other topics besides safety, just because it's hard to get your mind around these kinds of things and the fact that violence does happen in our country in schools. But we have to think about it, and the reality is that I come to school every day. This is a topic that is on my mind each and every day, and it has to be. In 2015, MSAD 51 reactivated the Safety and Security Committee. Our activation of this committee was important for a lot of reasons, but one was to make sure that our emergency response plan, emergency management plan, was continuing to be current. Serving on that committee, we have the police and fire chiefs, our school resource officer. We have several principals, assistant principals, district administrators such as myself, a school board member, a teacher, a social worker, a parent, an assistant district attorney, and a student. And the composition of our team helps us to make decisions about school and district safety, making sure we have the right roles on our committee. And since 2015, our committee has reviewed our district and school emergency plans, making sure that we have a lot of communication around these plans. One of the things that I have found in working with the safety committee is the communication with our first responders is one of the most important things that we can have in place. And I've appreciated the Cumberland Police Department and the Cumberland Fire Department, their communication with us and engagement with the district on the issues of safety and security. So the role of our committee, the Safety and Security Committee, is to protect our students and staff each and every day. Beyond having a comprehensive emergency management plan and the communication that goes with that plan, the committee about a year ago partnered with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security so that we could stay current on national trends and national protocols, best practices around keeping schools safe. And the Department of Homeland Security might think that's not the likely agency that we would partner with, but actually Homeland Security in the last couple of years now has a new arm of its agency that's dedicated to the prevention of school violence and making sure and ensuring that schools are safe. And they have very current practices and protocols that they have established in identifying areas where school safety would be places that school safety will be important for us to address and to focus on. So for 3 days this fall, back in September, U.S. Department of Homeland Security had a staff member that worked with all of our school teams and our safety and security team on what they call a threat and vulnerability assessment, which basically just helps identify areas of possible vulnerability and weaknesses in our facilities and helping us to mitigate those areas and close those gaps. So the safety committee has also conducted, as well as working with Homeland Security, a district-wide evacuation drill with our staff, just in the preparation of the unlikely event of a campus-wide emergency that would require us to quickly move all of our students off of campus, where our staff participated in that drill recently. But most of our committee's focus has been preparing for any number of potential threats. And Homeland Security has been helping us to identify those threats and to find ways that we can reduce and make sure that our schools are safer. So will all of this or anything else we do be a 100% answer to preventing a potential threat to our schools? I can't promise that. Nobody can promise that, obviously. But what I can say is that we have made significant inroads to reducing threats to our schools and our community. You may not see those. You may wonder, is there anything happening with school safety? The bottom line is, behind the scenes, there are a lot of things going on that you will never see, our students will never know about. And in many cases, our staff won't even know about them. But those things are going on behind the scenes to make sure that things are in place. I think, again, as I've mentioned earlier, having that regular communication with our local first responders, our police, fire, and EMT, is one of the greatest strengths that we can bring to the table, and making sure those communications are strong and regular. And beyond the physical safety is the challenge today of mental health. Mental health issues have grown nationally leaps and bounds over the last couple of decades. And I think we would be kidding ourselves to think that mental health and school safety are two different issues that you should never talk about in the same sentence. But the reality is, I believe that they are very much intertwined, and the national awareness around safety has also brought into account mental health issues. And how do we handle mental health issues? And how do we identify when someone needs extra help in this area? The safety committee is also, that's part of our mission as well, is to look at this component of mental health and see it as part of our work and not apart from our work. We have a mental health task force, which was convened as part of our strategic plan. And this mental health task force is currently looking at our services all the way through the district that we provide in through mental health, in identifying the gaps that exist and trying to make recommendations about how we can fill those gaps to ensure that there is a safety net for all of our students. So by making mental health part of our conversation, we can actually strengthen our school community for the better. And I think it's important to note that we need to start talking about issues of mental health, of school safety, not as if it's something that should be taboo, but something that we should discuss. And the more discussions and the more communication that we have about these areas, the better off I think we'll all be in making sure that we continue to have a very safe school district and a very safe community. And we should never take that for granted. And it's not to worry anyone, but just to know that things are in place, that these are things that we do think about, and that we think about them regularly, so that our students and our staff can focus on the important work of the schools, which is teaching and learning, and making sure that those things are the first priority in our district. So if you have any questions about our school or district safety, and you'd like to dialogue with me about them, you can call our office at 829-4800, or you can email me, jporter@msad51.org, and I'd be happy to try to answer any questions or concerns that you may have. And I appreciate you listening to this podcast, and tune in next time. I'll have a different topic in the podcast in a few weeks. Thank you.